Fine.
You're up and about, aren't you?
Yes.
Oh, you sound a little sleepy.
No.
Oh. You remember early last year, I talked to you about Admiral Jack McCain.
Yeah.
And his father was an admiral before him.
I know him well.
And Jack wanted that fourth star.
Yeah.
Now, I get some overtones that changes are in prospect over in Pentagon. And the only way he'll get that fourth star is either to be CNO or vice CNO or commander of the Atlantic Fleet or commander of the Pacific Fleet.
Jack went over this with me. I think Jack Melendi over the weekend. I told him to look into it with the people over there, and I've got a report back on it. I'll check it and see if he can get back to you today.
Yeah, well, that'll be all right.
I don't know what the story is. I know this one, but pleasantly, but not well.
Yeah.
I knew his father well, and I liked his father.
Yeah, one other thing while you're on. I gave you a little letter to the ranch sometime back about one jet ship in Illinois.
Yeah, I don't remember that. I saw your letter to Nick.
Yeah.
And I told Ramsey Clark to get Nick, and we've got a serious problem with Dirksen, and I told him to. Douglas. Douglas claims, you know, first of all, Douglas is not, hasn't always been exactly simpatico with Johnson to begin with.
Yeah.
And you know the problem you have in those states when a senator thinks that he's a Democrat and that you're playing with the other one just like you'd have in one of your states.
Yeah.
I told them that I felt like that. First, we ought to have some Republican judges. That's just basic. I don't want to be partisan, and I'm not running for office. And you all can all run for office you want to, but I'm just trying to be a good president.
Yeah.
That you would help me be a good president, and that it wasn't, as some of them said, that we were together every day, that we didn't communicate very much, but we just thought the same way on things and approached things the same way.
Yes.
And my judgment is that we would do that on judges, that you'd select the type of person that I would want on a bench, which is a prudent, conservative man.
Yeah.
And number two, that I thought that you were entitled to make some recommendations because of your position, if not because of your personal association with me for 30 years. And four, I talked to Dick Daly about it and told him I hoped he didn't give me any trouble on it. And he told me that he liked you too and that he had appointed somebody. You wanted appointed a city judge or a state judge or something out there.
Yeah.
Do you know what he's talking about?
Yeah.
And he said he did it just because he thought that you were entitled to that, and he would understand. So I told them to get a hold of you. You had recommended two men, I noticed in a letter from Martindale, and interview those men, and then try to work out the thing with Douglas, saying, now, don't you want this man here, and get him worked up on something else, and get it around the deal, or get a little Vaseline on it by the time it comes up, say, okay, we'll make these out. Now we're going to take another. We've got to name a Republican here. The president wants to name a Republican and do that. So I told Ramsey to get a hold of Nick, and I told him this yesterday, and then get a hold of you, but try to get it worked out for you with Douglas so you and Douglas don't have to fight about it, because he's just going to raise hell. Ramsey said his judgment was probably ought to wait till Douglas's election, because he'd resented so much that Douglas has charged them all with defeat and said, yeah, it's because Kennedy appointed somebody for you.
Yeah, he did.
And says that they talk to him about now in the department, he says, well, you defeated us, so forth. And I had almost a fist fight with Ken O'Donnell about the Yates thing, if you remember. I told you about it.
Yeah.
Kennedy asked me what I thought we ought to do. And I told him that I thought that the day when you weren't there would be a sad day for Kennedy. And so Ken O'Donnell said he didn't agree at all, that he thought something different.
Yeah. Well, you'll have five out there to appoint somewhere.
He didn't think that. Ramsey didn't, but you know better than he does. And what I'll do is make Ken come see you, and they'll be to see you this week.
Yeah. Well, you see,
I would keep it quiet, though. I never let it get out. I never even let anybody know you're interested. Let's work it with Douglas and get him to agree to something before we show this. And if you can, just let us reach in and get the top man and say we want a Republican.
Yeah.
I'm going to try to do that in two or three states so we can have some Republican judges.
See, this is a little like your relationship with Homer. This happens to be my own.
Well, now, that's right. But you're wrong on Homer. Eisenhower didn't name Homer. Your letter says that. Kennedy named Homer.
Oh.
What you're thinking about is Homer is very close to me, and he loves you, and you liked him. But Kennedy named Homer just 2 weeks before he assassinated. And I never would let him be named if I'd known I was going to be president. I'd have made him stay here and help me.
Yeah.
But you thought it was Eisenhower, but you were just a good friend to Homer. But don't pay attention to that. Your letter says that Johnson told you he wanted Homer named, and you went to Eisenhower and got him named. Now, Homer wasn't named until November 63.
Which one did we get named? We got one named down there, I think, didn't we? When Ike was still in.
Yeah, oh, we got several. We got several. We got Brown on the circuit court. I confirmed every man that Ike had. Now, I imagine what you're thinking about is Ovita and Bob Anderson had a candidate that was a Democrat, that had been a conservative Democrat, but had bolted over to Ike. The regular Republicans didn't much like him because they hadn't been a long history of it.
Yeah.
And number one, I ask you and Stiles Bridges to try to keep this damn tower from running against me, and they did. Stiles talked to them, but they didn't do any good. Tower ran, but he didn't get anywhere. That was 1960. I also ask you to side in with Bob Anderson and Ovita's person for the judgeship, for a district judgeship, which you did and which Stiles did. I think both of you at White House Conference just said, well, why don't you favor Johnson, the person that Johnson wants? But what I was doing, there were three or four, and there were some old guard Republicans, and there were some Ike people, and you put in a good word for it.
Yeah.
And Stiles Bridges did. At least you all said you did, and I know you did because you got appointed.
That's right.
And what his name's Fisher, Joe Fisher.
Fisher.
Joe Fisher.
That's the fella.
Joe Fisher.
Yeah.
And he's made a good judge. And then Joe Brown is a circuit judge in Houston, although he is an old guard Republican, but they had several others from other states.
Yeah.
And I think that you and Bridges both told him they'd do that. I think Ike would have normally followed Ovita and Bob Anderson in their own state.
Yeah.
But there was an old guard person. It's kind of like you fighting between Kuechel and Ruska sometimes. We might have to go. You know the line.
Sure.
So, anyway, this thing is not a question of what you've done. It's a question of what we want to do. I don't want to make Douglas mad and create any more cleavages than I've got with him. That's number one. Number two, I'm very anxious to do anything I can anywhere that helps you, just for one reason, because I plain like you, and I think you deserve it, and I think you've got enough problems without having to worry about getting a little help to keep yourself strong at home and to keep yourself in with your friends that have supported you. So I'm going, as long as I'm president, I'm going to do what I can to be helpful without even being asked. But in this instance, I've got those names. I've told Ramsey to run them down and try to make them our choice.
Yeah.
Say, we would like to do this.
Yeah.
And to give him some bait ahead of time, though, where we can go for some of his people and not create a furor.
Yeah.
Ramsey's judgment is that we'll have to wait till the election, because he says he just says every time he comes into the department, he says, y'all destroyed me by going with Sid Yates, and said, y'all undermined him, and you appointed some judge right in the middle of my campaign, and they all Democrats say that I have no influence.
Yeah.
So
he wasn't appointed to until after the campaign was over.
Well, but he thinks that's what killed Sid Yates. I don't know why.
Yeah.
And you know, you have a problem. You understand him well better than I do.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
But we're going to, as far as I'm, long as I'm here, you're going to have as much welcome and consideration and understanding and compassion as if you had the Republican president, Mr. Eisenhower.
Thank you, sir.
And it's going to be because you deserve it.
Thank you.
Bye.